PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
Now it is 75 degrees here at 8 o'clock. Thank you for listening. I'm Levon Putney. Ooh, we had flooding from heavy rain this afternoon around New Jersey, and some roads and highways like Route 1 still have spots covered in water, and people in some parts of the Garden State, like in Paramus, they're still drying out and cleaning up from the mess of fallen trees and branches from last weekend and Monday's storms.
To see hickory trees and oak trees that are, I mean, extremely strong trees, to either be uprooted, some of them are snapped right off. I mean, an oak site, they took a chainsaw and took the tops of the trees right off.
Yeah, that man is in Paramus, where the mayor declared a local state of emergency because of that damage. And of the 29 people who died in last week's heat wave, well, at least a third were said to be homeless.
The number comes from the New Jersey Coalition to End Homelessness. According to the group, the triple-digit temps that cooked the state killed 9 homeless people. And it's possible another 4 individuals died in hot cars because they had nowhere else to go. The group is urging state and local leaders to invest in cooling centers and affordable housing. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Well, New Jersey Attorney General Jennifer Davenport and colleagues from several states are trying to get the federal government to crack down on illegal robocalls.
The coalition is asking the Federal Communications Commission to strengthen rules that would cut off scammers' access to legitimate telephone numbers. Davenport says without access to these phone numbers, scammers would be unable to use real numbers to deceive and scam people. Aside from being annoying, Davenport says robocalls, quote, expose New Jerseyans to rampant scams and fraud that threaten their life savings. In 2025, scam robocalls cost people $2 million. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey, 101.5. News.
The relatively small Pelican Island in Barnegat Bay is part of both Toms River and Berkeley Township, but Seaside Heights is now providing the policing for Berkeley's part of the island. Seaside cops took over yesterday for $75,000 a year. The Lavalette Seaside Shore Beat news site is reporting Berkeley went to Seaside Heights with the idea. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A couple of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm around early. Otherwise warm and sticky with some clouds tonight. Lows in the lower 70s. Humid tomorrow and pretty warm with sun and some clouds. A couple of showers and storms will be around in the afternoon and early evening hours, any of which could bring flooding downpours and gusty winds. Highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Then a mostly dry weekend with some sunshine. The humidity is going to be dropping. Highs will be between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
76 in Brigantine, 75 in Flemington, 74 degrees in Colts Neck. Oh, in order there. Traffic and weather brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance, small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop this evening with a dedicated sales rep at the showroom in Lakewood or from home if you jump online at townappliance.com. Next update, 8:30, your source for breaking news every time it breaks now. Back to breaking with Steve Trevelise here on New Jersey 101.5.
All right, Mikey to Mal.